We're now joined by Stuart Friesen, a driver of the We Built America Chevrolet for Helmar Friesen Racing. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. I know we have a few upstairs in the press box. We'll start there. All right, we'll start down here with Jacob.
I'll end the crickets. Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Stuart, that last run inside of five to go got insane when John Hunter started slowing, and all of a sudden here you are and almost, and I think at one point we're basically clear of Johnny. What more did you need in those final laps to be able to overhaul him there? Was there anything more you could have done?
Oh, I don't know. We were racing hard there at the end, and Johnny did a good job just holding me down so I couldn't get a good run up off the corner, and that's what you're supposed to do. So that was it. I thought I had him pinched behind a lap car and just gave him a little bit too much room, and I gave him an inch and he took it and got back by there. So proud of my guys. We battled. We didn't have a great Silverado there in first practice this morning, and they threw the kitchen sink at it, and by the end of second practice, we mocked up really good and then kind of lost it a little bit during time trials. And they came right back for the race. So proud of my guys, proud of Chevy, proud of Helmar and Chris Larson for this opportunity to compete here. And we'll keep digging.
We'll go ahead to Zach.
Zach Halbert, NASCAR.com. Stuart, way over here.
Oh, hey.
So you guys have been remarkably consistent these last five races and on the verge of breaking through. Is consistency going to be enough as you get into the playoffs, or are you going to need that breakthrough to really be in the thick of the conversation there?
Well, obviously wins are everything at this level, so we'll have to win one sooner or later. But if we keep, putting ourselves in position in top fives and, seconds and thirds and stuff, we'll beat down that door. I've been racing a long time, and, wins are tough no matter what series you're in. So these guys will keep working hard. We go to the road course to open it up, which I've never been to before, so that'll be kind of a wild card. But then we come back for Vegas, a track I really like, and I really like all of them in the playoffs. So that'll be good, and I give these guys some time to rub on our trucks a little bit. We've been pretty fast here the last couple months, and haven't tore up too much stuff. So it's giving the guys time to rub on them and work on them and, find a little bit more speed.
All right, and we are being joined by Matt Crafton, driver of the Great Lakes Wood Floors Menards Ford for Thor Sport Racing. I know we have a few questions up in the press box. Can you guys hear us now? Okay, any other questions down here? All right, Matt.
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. This is actually for Stuart. Do you feel like you guys can do this purely getting to Homestead on consistency, or you guys feel like it's win time?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I got to take a look at the point structure and see what it is now that we're in and figure that part out. But no, we'll have to win one. Wins and championships are, what champions are made of is winning races. So you can't be top five your whole life and really win a lot of championships. So we'll keep working hard at it, and we got fast Chevys, so keep digging here.
Jacob, all the way in the corner.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport for Matt. I was listening to you talk on Pit Road a little while ago, and you referenced that the struggles that the 88 team has had this season. As a driver, obviously, you go in expecting to be able to push rounds and contend for a championship, but how do you manage those expectations with where the team has been and the struggles you guys have fought to get to this point this year?
What makes a good race car driver is to be able to forget about last week. And Kevin Harvick told me that a long time ago when I drove for him in 2004, and it was one of the best things that he taught me was just – I would be pissed off, and I would carry it to the next week. He's just, you got to learn at midnight, at Sunday at midnight, let it go. You're only as good as your last race, but if you sit there and carry it, it's going to kill you. So that was one of the things that has helped me a lot. Just, it's really hard to do, and it took me a long time to be able to do that. Just forget about it. We've been really up and down. I mean, the last month and a half, we've had some really good runs. We feel like we know where we've went wrong in some of the areas. So I feel very confident in some of the next races. Have you ever road course raced before?
No. Have you?
A couple times.
Are there any other questions? All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all.